Fourth One. Boogie in the Morning.
Tonight on the telly sees the return of the X-Files. Mulder and Scully back together again. First time they've been on for like 15 years or something.
Oh, it's a long time, yeah.
A long time since they split, but they're back together and it is new stuff.
Yeah.
It's on Channel 5.
And it was great when it was on the first series, so yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Okay, so unusual things going on in your life at the moment. Marty has a strange noise in his bathroom. It sounds a bit like this.
Apparently someone says something to do with your ball cock. No, it's true.
Is that
there's
right?
A nut gone on your ball cock.
I'll get that checked.
Okay. Weird stuff. Last night we were watching Call the Midwife when YouTube started up on my telly all by itself and Justin Bieber came on. Later on, my daughter came out of her room, and that never happens. She tells me she was on the iPad, YouTube opened itself on her iPad, and Justin Bieber was on. Justin Bieber is haunting my house.
Wow.
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, and this is Anna. She said, unexplained things. It's an issue that has been happening for years in our house. If I turn the main light on in the front room, the TV changes channel. I think that's a wiring issue.
Right, yeah, you need a Sparky.
I think so.
Listen, this is a great story. Steve from Bilston, what's your story?
I was out with my pals one December a few years ago, and it was kind of cold, so I wore a scarf under my jacket. Got to the pub, took my jacket off, and went to hang it up. So I put my scarf in my right arm for safekeeping. End of the night, coming to go home, so I get my jacket off the coat hook, put my left arm in and find a scarf in my arm, and it's the same colour, so it's my scarf. I think I must have made a mistake. Took the scarf out, put my right arm in the other side and find a scarf.
No.
And both scarves are absolutely identical.
What?
That's so weird.
So I don't know where the other one came from, and to this day I never found out, but I ended up with twice the scarves on the way home.
What was the scarf like? I mean, was it like a football scarf or something
common? It was a kind of, well, it was a neck scarf, but other scarves are available.
Right.
It was just kind of multicoloured striped thing.
Right. Well, there is an obvious explanation, is that your coat is possessed! Never wear it again, all right?
Okay, cheers.
That's weird.
Gary from Livingston, what are you saying?
Just last week, I think it was Monday, we were all at work, kids were at school, and the wife came home from work, and every door in the kitchen were open. All the drawers, oven doors, and we have no idea to this day how it happened.
So everybody was out?
Nobody has a key apart from our oldest and me and my wife.
Okay, so this is weird, isn't it?
This is really weird. I've got hair standing up the back of my neck.
Well, see, my wife is actually into all that sort of spiritual stuff, and
who was last out of the house then, Gary?
That would have been my wife.
Right, and who was first back in?
My wife.
Right.
Oh, now, see, that would freak me out.
And your daughter, who's got a key, hadn't been in during the day? There was no pranksters?
Well, she was actually off school ill, so she was at our grandma's all day, so there was nobody in the house.
Right.
And no one else has a key.
And has it happened since?
No.
But you're still living there?
Yeah.
What?
The kids actually see figures in the hallway.
Okay,
as well.
Oh, okay, right.
No, I don't want to hear that.
Right.
Oh,
you're freaking everybody out now, Gary. I was just going to suggest it was the winds, the high winds that we had with the storm last week.
Or maybe just bleed the radiators. I mean, give it a try.
Yeah.
They were quite thoughtful ghosts, so they never left the fridge open.
Oh, well.
Ah.
So there you go.
They didn't want to spoil my food, so I was quite good enough.
Right, well, Gary, thanks for calling. Have a good day.
No worries, big. Bye-bye.